Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachadane Nirvisesha Sanjivadi Pasta Tade Satarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasni Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse 31. Kishore Vayase Haram Bila Sankirtan Ratar Dina Prema Nritya Sange Bhaktagun. Translation: just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement day and night. He used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. Text 32, Nagare Nagare Brahme Kirtan Kuriya Bashailo Tribhuvana Prema Bhakti Diya. Translation: the Sankirtan movement went on from one part of the town to another as the Lord wandered everywhere performing Kirtan. In this way he inundated the whole world by distributing love of Godhead. Purport: one may raise the question how all three worlds became inundated with the love of Krishna since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan only in the Navadvipa area. The answer is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. The entire cosmic manifestation results from the Lord's first setting it in motion. Similarly, since the Sankirtan movement was first set in motion 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire that it spread all over the universe, the Krishna consciousness movement, in continuity of that same motion, is now spreading all over the world, and in this way it will gradually spread all over the universe. With the spread of the Krishna consciousness movement, everyone will merge in an ocean of love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in the Navadvipa area for 24 years. And he induced every person to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and thus merge in love of Krishna. For his remaining 24 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting the renounced order of life, stayed at Jagannath Puri with his devotees. For six of these 24 years in Nilachala, he distributed love of Godhead by always chanting and dancing. Beginning from Cape Comorin and extending through Bengal to Vrindavan, during these 6 years, he toured all of India chanting, dancing, and distributing love of Krishna. The activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his travels after he accepted sannyas are his principal pastimes. His activities during his remaining 18 years are called the Antyalila, or the final portion of his pastimes. For six of the 18 years he continued staying in Jagannath Puri, he regularly performed kirtan, inducing all the devotees to love Krishna simply by chanting and dancing. For the remaining 12 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, he taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Purport: a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness always feels separation from Krishna, because such a feeling of separation excels the feeling of meeting Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his last 12 years of existence within this world at Jagannath Puri, taught the people of the world how, with a feeling of separation, one can develop his dormant love of Krishna. Such feelings of separation or meeting with Krishna are different stages of love of Godhead. These feelings develop in time when a person seriously engages in devotional service. The highest stage is called Prem Bhakti, but this stage is attained by executing Sadhana Bhakti. One should not try to elevate himself artificially to the stage of Prem Bhakti without seriously following the regulator principles of Sadhana Bhakti. Prem Bhakti is the stage of relishing, or Sadhana Bhakti is the stage of improving in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this cult of devotional service in full detail by practical application in his own life. It is said, therefore, Apan Achari Bhakti Shikaimu Shabhare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and in the role of Krishna Bhakta, devotee of Krishna, he instructed the entire world how one can execute devotional service and thus go back home, back to Godhead in due course of time. Translation: just prior to his youthful life, he began the Sankirtan movement. Day and night he used to dance in ecstasy with his devotees. So these verses describe the life of Lord Chaitanya in brief. In other words, this describes the broad classification of his years in terms of his activities and his purpose and his display of emotions. So the first part of his life, of course, is just as Krishna has a youthful or a baby period, a balya period. So Lord Chaitanya also had a balya period, and baby years, in which vatsalya rasa is very strong. Then Krishna had a pauganda period, in which he played with his young friends, cowherd boys, in the forest, in Sakyarasa. And Lord Chaitanya also had a similar pastime. Then Krishna entered into Kishore age, and Madhurya Rasa became very prominent. And then, of course, at the age of 11 years and 4 months, I think it was, a few months, he went to 8 months, 11 years, 8 months, I think it was, he went to Mathura and performed pastimes there, and then in Dwarka. So, of course, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. All the other forms of the Supreme Lord, though they are also the Supreme Lord, they manifest slightly less qualities. So they are not placed in the same category as Swayam Bhagavan. Though they're all Bhagavan and all Supreme Lord and they're all one, they have different forms and they manifest different amounts of qualities, and they display these qualities in relation to their devotees. So Ramchandra displays a certain amount of qualities, and Nrsimhadeva displays a certain amount of qualities, and Vamana also displays a certain amount of qualities, but in their pastimes with their devotees. But Krishna displays more than any other form of God. Therefore, he's called Swayam Bhagavan. And he's put in a very special category. So this is the special teaching of the Gaudiya Sampradaya and of Lord Chaitanya. If you go to other Sampradayas, they will often quarrel with us and say, well, actually, Krishna is just an avatar of Vishnu. Vishnu is supreme. So this is the concept in the Ramanuja Sampradaya and the Madhva Sampradaya. They will take Vishnu as supreme and Krishna as part expansion, partial manifestation. And we say exactly the opposite. So we are basing our statements upon Srimad Bhagavatam and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, why is there a controversy? Why some Vaishnavas will say Vishnu supreme, some will say Krishna supreme, if everyone is following scripture and everyone's intelligent and everyone should understand the conclusion of scripture? Well, scripture itself and Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, I give people the faith by which they can worship. So he will give statements so people can worship Vishnu as supreme, and we'll find plenty of statements in the Upanishads and the Vedas, etc., to show Vishnu as supreme. On the other hand, if we look in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, was to point out Krishna as very special. Narada Muni advised Vedavyas that though you've written the 18 Puranas and the Brahma Sutras, and you divided the Vedas into parts, and you wrote the Mahabharata, everything for the people of Kali Yuga, you will bewilder them. Because in the Puranas, sometimes you say worship Shiva in the Tamasic Puranas, or worship Lord Brahma in the Rajasic Puranas, or worship Vishnu in the Sattvic Puranas. So everyone is going to become bewildered because you're saying worship everybody. So everyone will do that. Some people will worship Shiva, some will worship Brahma, some will worship Ganesh, some will worship Krishna, some will worship Vishnu, etc. So you have to simplify things and tell everyone, you simply perform bhakti to Krishna. This is the simple process. So that's what you should do. So therefore he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, or he rewrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, and pointed out Krishna as the supreme object of worship. So we accept this as the conclusion, therefore, and we accept this the purpose of the Bhagavatam is to show Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan. So of course, then it's a matter of which scripture you prefer to follow. Do you want to follow Bhagavatam, or you want to follow Bhagavad Gita, or Mahabharata, or Upanishads, or whatever? So different sampradayas will emphasize something as more important, and then they will come to a slightly different conclusion. So anyway, our sampradaya accepts Krishna as supreme based upon Srimad Bhagavatam. Still, until the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was a little confusing. People did not quite understand things. They, of course, they understood Bhagavatam. People knew Bhagavatam, and Madhvacharya read Bhagavatam, and Ramanujacharya read Bhagavatam. Everybody read Bhagavatam, but understanding was a little different, in spite of the fact of what Bhagavatam says. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this material world to exemplify the fact of Krishna's supreme position. So, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Why? Why is he Swayam Bhagavan? Why is he different from Ramchandra? How is he different? Well, of course, we could say maybe Krishna kills more demons or something like that, but it's hard to quantify how much power is displayed in each killing of each demon, and if we enumerate the number of demons, maybe we could say then he's showing a little more power, but that's not such a good way of doing things. So if we look in the Nectar Devotion, there Rupa Goswami is very conveniently classed qualities of God in comparison to jivas and whatever. So there he's also shown the distinction of Krishna from all the other forms of Supreme Lord Bhagavan, Vishnu, etc. This of course is not an exhaustive list, but it gives us an idea of why Krishna is different. So why is Krishna different? Because of madhurya, sweetness. This sweetness here does not mean Madhurya Rasa particularly, but it includes that. Madhurya here just means that there is a very great intimacy in the loving relationship of Krishna with his devotees. And that is exemplified in those four qualities, special qualities of Krishna. So Krishna has a Madhurya Rupa, a sweet form. Now, all the forms of God are spiritual. All the forms of God are very wonderful. So we'll read in the Bhagavatam, for instance, in the second canto or the third canto and other cantos, when the yogi sees Paramatma, there's a very beautiful description of Vishnu, which is very wonderful. So it's also very sweet, in one sense. It's a very beautiful form. But Krishna has a Madhurya Rupa. It is very, very special. Why is Krishna's form special? Well, for one, it is a particular form of a cowherd boy. And a young cowherd boy, a very young cowherd boy. So this form of a cowherd boy is a little different from the form of Vishnu or Ramchandra or any other form. And that form gives rise to a great feelings of intimacy. So, for instance, Mother Yasoda, when she sees Krishna, she thinks of him only as her child and nothing else. Other forms of God, even if there is Vatsalya Rasa, they will see their child as God, as the child, but also they'll see him as God. For instance, Kapila Dev, Devahuti will see Kapila Dev as her child with Vatsalya Rasa, but she also says, oh, he's God. So the feeling is not so sweet. And the same with Ramchandra or anyone else. There's kind of a mixture there. So, but with Krishna, his mother and father, they see he's only our child. He's not God. This, of course, is in Raja, not in Dwarka and Mathura, where that mixture is also there. So that form of Krishna is very special, has a very special sweetness to it. And that's the Madhurya Rupa. And he has around him all sorts of devotees who share this sweetness. That means that the display of rasas is varied and very, very intimate. So with Krishna, we'll see all rasas displayed in the most remarkable way. So there'll be Shantarasa and Dasyarasa and Sakyarasa and Vatsalyarasa and Madhuryarasa displayed in a complete form. And we will not see that in other forms of God. For instance, Ramchandra will display Madhuryarasa with Sita, but that's the only person. No one can aspire to have Madhuryarasa with Ramchandra. It's not possible. Or with Vishnu. It's not possible. Whereas it is with Krishna. And Vatsalya Rasa. So all of the cowherd people, the elders, they have Vatsalya Rasa for Krishna. But where's the Vatsalya Rasa with Vishnu? Vishnu has no parents. There's no Vatsalya Rasa at all. Ramchandra there is. Because he has some parents, but only with his parents. And Nrsimhadev, where's the Vatsalya Rasa? He came out of a column. There's no parents. So the various forms of God, but they will lack that Vatsalya Rasa to a large degree. And Sakya Rasa with Vishnu. You cannot display Sakya Rasa and play with Vishnu as an equal. You have to worship him as God. Or with Ramchandra. The only people that have Sakya Rasa is his brothers with Ramchandra. Other people cannot have Sakya Rasa. Even Hanuman does not have Sakya Rasa. He has Dasya Rasa. So Sakya Rasa is limited in the other forms also. And in Krishna it is there. Not only it is there, but it is there in a most intimate way. In such a way that Krishna, when in Sakya Rasa, he will carry the other cowherd boys on his shoulder even. And he will be defeated in games. And they'll play games, you know, ball game or something, and he'll get defeated. Or they play tag and he gets defeated, so he has to carry somebody on his shoulder as his punishment. So he takes remarkable positions in relation to his devotees in these rasas. This is Madhurya, all Madhurya. So there are various types of devotees there and various relationships which are very sweet. So he has the Madhurya Rupa and all the different relationships with the devotees. Krishna's, because of his relationship with those devotees, the leelas are very sweet also, very intimate. So as I said, with the cowherd boys, he plays and he carries them on his shoulders. With Mother Yasoda, he gets tied up by Mother Yasoda as Damodar. And this will not happen with any Vishnu form or even with Ramchandra. We cannot imagine anyone's going to tie up Vishnu or Ramchandra. But Krishna becomes tied up by Mother Yasoda. So such pastimes, Madhurya Leela, is not available in other forms. And then he has the Madhurya flute. His flute is very sweet. So he is the form of God that's not distinguished by Shankha, Chakra, Gada, but by a flute. Of course, sometimes in Dwarka he does carry these weapons, he displays forearms, but in Vrindavan he does not do so except when he jokes. And he hides his form from the gopis and he shows a forearm for him. But actually, his form in Vrindavan is generally without those weapons, and he often holds the flute. Playing a flute, of course, is one of the activities of a cowherd boy. But the special quality of that flute is when he plays that flute, anyone who hears it develops a certain type of Madhurya Prema, and their heart melts immediately. In fact, the quality of the flute is such that inanimate objects become animate. And they become active, and animate objects become inanimate. All the living beings, for instance, the cows, etc., they freeze when they hear that sound, they become stunned in bliss. Or the gopis, when they hear that sound, they become stunned in bliss and they can't move. Or they become like inanimate objects. And the inanimate objects, like the rocks, begin to melt. Or the rivers, they can begin to get waves of ecstasy. So the sound of the flute is such that anyone who hears it immediately develops a certain type of attraction, a sweet attraction to Krishna. So the attractive nature of Krishna is something very, very special. In fact, it is so special that even the demons, without knowing it, become attracted to Krishna. So Shishupala and Kamsa, even though they're big demons and they hated Krishna because Shishupala had been killed by same Supreme Lord twice before, as when he was Hiranyakasipu and Ravana. So he had great hatred for the Supreme Lord. And then Krishna was there and he hated him. But because of Krishna's attractive qualities, he couldn't help but think of him all the time. So by that absorption in Krishna, because of Krishna's attractive qualities, he became purified in spite of himself, in spite of his hatred, and because of he's constantly thinking of Krishna, 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 and uttering Krishna's name, he became purified. And when Krishna killed him, he got prema. It had not happened when Rama killed Ravana. He didn't get prema. He was born again, another demon. And when Nrsimhadev killed Hiranyakasipu, he did not get prema. He became Ravana only. Why? Because he was not absorbed in the Supreme Lord at that time. But when he saw Krishna, he became completely absorbed in why? Madhurya Rupa. He has such a wonderful, attractive form. So that form is very special. So this incident shows the extra attractiveness of Krishna. Therefore, he's called Swayam Bhagavan. But it is very difficult for people to understand this, and very difficult for people to understand the pastimes of Krishna in the Bhagavatam. So it, as I said the other day, is somewhat hidden sometimes. Things are hidden from people who are not qualified. So before the advent of Lord Chaitanya, even after Krishna had appeared, and then he disappeared, and the Bhagavatam was there, still people did not quite understand the position of Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan, unfortunately. Of course, partly is the nature of Kali Yuga, partly is people are unqualified, partly is Krishna hides his pastimes so people can't see them. So no one can see the Rasalila except gopis and other people who are qualified. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the most munificent Vadanya, Mahavadanya. Of course, because he's very merciful. But what's the aspect of his mercy? He delivers the fallen people. Not only he delivers the most fallen people, the real generosity is he gives Krishna to everybody. Not just Krishna, but the highest aspects of Krishna he gives to the people of this material world, who are generally unqualified for anything, because they're, Kali Yuga, everybody's unqualified. But, so Krishna gives the highest thing to the most unqualified people. Therefore, he's called most merciful. And not only he gives to the lowest people, he gives the highest thing, that is Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Not only Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, even Krishna in Vrindavan is the highest form. And in Vrindavan, then there is also grades. So who are the topmost devotees? Of course, in the beginning of the 10th canto, Sukadeva Goswami describes that Yasoda is a supreme devotee because of her intense love for Krishna. But then, after Krishna enters Kashor period, then the gopis become the supreme devotees. And just to prove that, Krishna sends Uddhava from Mathura to Vrindavan to witness the love of the gopis. And then when he comes in, he sees their intense love and separation. because in separation from Krishna, and these symptoms of love become most obvious and strong. So Uddhava sees that love of the gopis in separation from Krishna when Krishna has been absent for a few months. And he's never witnessed such a thing. The Vrishnis, the Yadus, were sitting in Mathura for 11 and a half years in separation from Krishna. And they did not have such symptoms of separation. And after a few days separation, the gopis had extreme symptoms. So Uddhava saw that. And then he went back to Mathura and he told not only Krishna but the assembly of the Vrishnis that the Vrajavasis and the gopis are the ultimate devotees and we are nothing in comparison to them. So among all the Vrajavasis, the gopis showed the most intense symptoms. So they were considered to be the best devotees of all, the highest devotees. And that's the reason for Krishna separating. As Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, that feeling of separation of Mahaprabhu that he exhibited in the last 18 years of his Leela when he's in Puri. That feeling of separation actually, that separation reveals the highest intensity of love. So that is displayed in Vrindavan when Krishna leaves. And Krishna, Lord Chaitanya displays that same feeling as a devotee of Krishna. He plays the role of a devotee of Krishna when he's in Puri. So that is the highest level. This is called in Murya Rasa, the separation is called Vipralamba, or separation. So the love and separation gives rise to the most extreme symptoms. So we'll see those symptoms exhibited in Krishna. He plays the role of a devotee and shows those symptoms. So in other words, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to teach and give this love of Krishna in all of its forms, including the highest form, that is Madhurya Rasa, and in Madhurya Rasa, the Vipralamba Rasa, the love and separation also, which is considered to be like when the highest aspects of love manifest. So all of this, Lord Chaitanya gave. He came into the material world and he taught this in his teachings and he displayed it in his own mood. As we see here, he displayed Vipralamba Rasa and all the symptoms of that in Puri to the extreme degree. Actually, in the Ujjvala Nilamani and Nectar Devotion, it describes Madhurya Rasa, and especially Ujjvala Nilamani describes in more detail than in Nectar Devotion. So there, all the symptoms are described until you get to, and of course, there are different levels. Prema is there. We know all talk about prema, but actually there's higher levels. That's subdivided up into higher and higher levels. So we have prema, we have bhava, we have prema, then you have sneha, and raga, and anuraga, and man, and then you get mahabhava, which is also divided into different parts. And it gets higher and higher and higher. And as you go higher and higher and higher, only certain people are qualified. So the gopis are qualified for anuraga and higher. And when we get to Mahabhava and on top of Mahabhava, then only Radha is qualified. She's the only one that displays the ultimate symptoms in Mahabhava. So those symptoms are described. And when we see Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya also exhibits those very high symptoms to an extreme degree, such that remarkable symptoms that normally don't appear. So for instance, it's described that Lord Chaitanya, when he was in the Rath festival, and the Rath festival represents his separation, and the attempt of the gopis to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan because they're separated from him. So what did Lord Chaitanya do at that time? He was in Vipralamba Rasa, and what was his symptom? Tears came from his eyes. Well, how those tears coming from the eyes, a symptom of sattvika bhava, so that's normal in prema. But how do the tears come out? They shot out of his eyes. with a great forest, just like if you have a squirt gun and you're shooting out water from a squirt gun. Huh? The tears were shooting out of his eyes like that with great force. And no one had seen such a thing before. Huh? And and another sign of ecstasy is perspiration. You have perspire in your body. But when he perspired from his body, blood came out also. He perspired blood out of his body. It was so intense, the feeling. And then, of course, he had displayed the other symptoms, such as he would become completely paralyzed and fall on the ground like a stick during the Rath festival. And, of course, other symptoms were there. His body contracted and separated. The joints became separate. They were separated from because of contraction of the body. So very, very extreme symptoms. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of the devotee and displaying the ecstasy of Radha. So why he did that? To show that very high level of ecstasy in Mahamava, to show the supreme position of Radha to the material world. So not only does Lord Chaitanya come to show Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, but also Radha, those two. And to show that Madhurya Rasa on its highest level. Of course, this is very, very advanced and very, very elevated. But this is what Lord Chaitanya reveals in the material world. The highest level of love of Godhead in the form of Krishna, not only in Krishna, but in the form of Madhurya Rasa, and not only Madhurya Rasa, but Radha and Krishna. And so as we know, Lord Chaitanya is a special avatar. He's a Yuga avatar, but usually the Yuga avatar in Kali Yuga is black. Krishna. Blackish. But in this Kali Yuga, he's golden. So he's not the normal Kali Yuga avatar. Every Kali Yuga avatar comes black, 1,000 times in one day of Brahma there's a Kali Yuga. So there's black avatars appearing. But after Krishna appears, the avatar is not black, he's golden. Pita, yellow. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is he golden? He's Krishna, but he's golden. How can he be golden? Because the mood of Radha is there. So that for that reason, he suddenly becomes golden in appearance. So, very, very special. So the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very special. It is Krishna in the mood of Radha, which is, she's the highest devotee in the highest rasa, in relation to the highest form of God, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, in his highest form in Vrindavan. So this is something very remarkable. It's highest, and therefore it's also the rarest. The highest thing is no one can take the place of Radha, etc. It's the highest type of love. It's the rarest. Yet, the Supreme Lord likes to give. By his great mercy, he's very eager to give this out to the people. And even the unqualified people. So Lord Chaitanya does that, one by, of course, displaying all these different symptoms as Radha and Puri, etc., by teaching. So he teaches about Krishna, and he instructed the Goswamis, such as Rupa and Sanatana and Jiva Goswami, to give the teachings, and by a process. So it was the process of giving this highest level of love of God, Nam Sankirtan. So, this verse talks about that. When he reached a certain age in Kaishore, the beginning of Kaishore period, then he began the Sankirtan movement, chanting of the name of Krishna. Right? And day and night, he would dance in prema, in association with his devotees. So the process of Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan, of course. So that's nothing remarkable. Because every Kali Yuga we're going to have Sankirtan 1,000 times in one day of Brahma when the Kali Yuga avatar comes. But the speciality of Lord Chaitanya is that this Sankirtan is the Kirtan of Krishna's name, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. That's special because Krishna has just appeared in the previous Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga. And not only that, this Sankirtan is Krishna's name. It's also Radha's name. And in Hare, from Hara. And therefore, it also represents the highest love. As I said, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radha, etc. And he shows Viparlamba Rasa, Madhurya Rasa. So, in the Hare Krishna mantra, we have Radha and Krishna. So through the names of the Supreme Lord are non-different from the Lord. So therefore, by chanting the name of the Lord, we realize the form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the rasas of the Lord. So we chant the names of Radha and Krishna, and then we end up with the rasa of Krishna and Radha. So therefore, the Nam Sankirtan now is such that it leads one to highest realization of Radha and Krishna. And Sankirtan, who is it available to? Everybody. This is the Yuga Dharma for the people of Kali Yuga. People of Kali Yuga are unqualified for anything, but the Yuga Dharma qualifies them. So therefore, the name of the Lord, everybody can chant the name of the Lord without qualification. Therefore, everybody has the possibility of attaining the highest type of love of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This is some of the, not all the reasons, there's some esoteric reasons also why Lord Chaitanya appears, but these are some of the reasons why Lord Chaitanya appears in this material world and the significance of his appearance. So we should appreciate the rareness of Lord Chaitanya, a very, very rare appearance to give a very, very special treasure to the material world. It's described in the Srimad and the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the treasure of prema is locked up in the treasure house. When you have a big treasure, the king locks it up in his treasure house with big locks and doors and bolts and chains and whatever, so no one can steal it. But that treasure is prema of the highest form. So Lord Chaitanya and his associates, like Nityananda Prabhu, they take an axe and they chop down the bolts on the doors, and they tear up the doors, and they pull out all the treasure, and they throw it all over the place, give it out freely to everybody. So the highest aspects of bhakti and prema and whatever become all available to the people of Kali Yuga by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nam Sankirtan. This is a very special nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, any question?
If only once in a day of Brahma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga, then in other Yuga, what type of benefit does the Kali Yuga people get? Do they get
it's Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma.
But is it the same mood of Vrindavan, Krishna, and devotion?
No. Because Krishna only appears once in the day of Brahma. Before that time, they don't know about Krishna, most of the people.
So the Yuga Avatar, is it Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
No. Other Kirtan. There's so much namas there. Name of other forms of the Lord. You can chant the name of Vishnu in Kirtan also. So that's Nam Kirtan, but a Vishnu Nam Kirtan. So now we have Krishna, Radha Krishna in the Nam. So that's very special.
We hear often when he's talking about Sri Prabhupada, and then he was speaking about his position and I heard a couple of years ago when Prabhupada started saying that when Prabhupada was in London, he was chanting and all of his eyes were like tears shooting out of his eyes. But so that he was just explaining that this is the kind of Mahabharata, what he always found in Radharani. So sometimes I'm not quite sure how much devotees like speculate about Srila Prabhupada's position and how much we should actually think about it. And
Yeah, well, I don't think we should speculate about it since Prabhupada himself didn't state directly. Therefore, different devotees can speculate in different ways and no one can come to any conclusion. So I think it's rather useless for us to do that. And we just accept Prabhupada that he didn't want to reveal it, so we should accept that.
So what would our understanding be about Prabhupada, or shouldn't we even make our mind up about it? Like, how shall... What about saying...
Well, as I said, he didn't explicitly reveal it, and I don't think he wanted to, so I don't think we should speculate about that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, of course, is that because we're in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and therefore he teaches, he translated the whole of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Lord Chaitanya is embodiment of Mahabhava and everything, and that therefore in our Sampradaya, the worship of Radha and Krishna, that Bhava is considered the highest. So we all teach that. But within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, again, we'll find that there are groups that may have other bhavas. So even in Lord Chaitanya's movement, there was Dasya Rasa and Sakya Rasa and other and Vatsalya Rasa also available to other people. So that doesn't mean that all the acharyas must be Madhurya Bhava, because Lord Chaitanya pointed that out as the highest. There may be individuals who are different from that also. So there is that flexibility within the Sampradaya also. At the same time, we do teach the love of Radha and Krishna as the highest. That's one of the principal elements of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
Krishna said, Bhakti does it, Samadhi, when you're in the city. He comes every, when everything declining. He comes after Krishna avatar. Dana Mahaprabhu comes after Krishna avatar every yuga.
See, Krishna only comes once in the day of Brahma. And there's 1,000 yuga cycles, yugas, there's 4,000 yugas, satya, treta, dvapara, kali, 1,000 times, so that means there's 4,000 yugas, and there's a yuga avatar that appears in each of these yugas, in satya yuga, treta, dvapara, and kali. Now, Krishna takes the role of the yuga avatar, only once in a day of Brahma, in this particular time, 28th cycle of Vaivasvata Manvantara, which is the 7th Manvantara period. And then after that, Lord Chaitanya comes. And the other one is not. It's just the regular avatars, yuga avatars. So the yuga avatars actually display only partial powers. They're not as powerful, let's say, as Varaha or Narasimha. They're teaching yuga dharma, so they have a limited amount of powers they display. And their expansions of the Manvantara avatar, like Vamana Dev or others, so they have limited powers, manifestation of powers, etc. So it's not always Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. That's very special. You forgot your question. Lochandas. Lochandas. I don't know if you directly met him, but he was about that time or very close to that time. I don't know if you actually met him or not, but he's like that, an associate of sorts. I think he was actually, but his mood is a little different. And therefore, he's a little bit criticized by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and others as being Gauranga Nagari, because they take Lord Chaitanya and they worship him in the mood of gopis. So they take Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, and then they take the role of gopis and worship him in that role, conjugal rasa. That is considered apasampradaya, because Lord Chaitanya is actually covered, so there's no explicit Madhurya Rasa with Krishna like the gopis, and then because he's just covered up, so his
he's a Vashya, a Gaudiya Vashya.
Yeah.
Prelate Tami, you mentioned that one worships Radha Krishna in Sadhana Bhakti, invited Sadhana Bhakti, then they go to
Aishwarya Goloka.
Aishwarya Goloka.
Yeah.
So what is our, because Prabhupada has been announced message where we should worship in that mood, not in the devas, but such, and we should approach Radha Krishna in that mood, Lakshmi Narayana.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then, so do we have opportunity to go in
the platform also? Okay. Yeah. Well, then, yeah. So, if in the Nectar of Devotion there, it's explained by Rupa Goswami that if you are not qualified for Raga, then you must do Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yeah.
But of course, we are Gaudiya Sampradaya, so we also must worship Krishna. And we're also worshiping Radha Krishna. So therefore, we worship Radha Krishna, but if we don't have Raga and we're not qualified for that, then we must do it in Vaidhi Bhakti. But at the same time, if you stick to that and you go through your development of, you know, Anarchana Vritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, and you get to Bhava, and you still are in the mood of Vaidhi, and then you go to Prema in that mood, you have that formality in your worship and your love of Krishna, so that restricts, so therefore it's not exactly the same as Raja or Gokul. So that's Aishwarya Goloka. So at a certain point, therefore, if you get good association, and then it becomes more spontaneous, and you give up that mood, and you follow more after the mood of the Rajavasis, where they see Krishna only as their son, or Krishna as their lover, or whatever. So that becomes Raganuga at that stage. And then that also leads to Bhava and Prema in that mood, and then you go to Gokul in the spiritual world.
But it's done in a really cautious way, otherwise.
Huh?
It's done in a cautious way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's why we start out with the Vaidhi Bhakti. Yeah? Because if you're not qualified for Raganuga, then you can also do so many offenses because of what casualness or whatever in your approach to Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna.